Ooh, that is some hot tracks right there. This week in your parents' basement, we're diverting sludgy ooze away from the whales in this deep, deep story-driven game. From 1989, we're playing Pipe Dream, also known as Pipe Mania, which was originally released by the assembly line for the Amiga before being published by Lucasfilm Games to the NES, PC, and 20 other platforms. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the man that really knows his way around a lug nut. It's Huell Hauser.
Can you think under pressure? How about flues pressure?
No. And our other co-host, he loved this game in Windows Entertainment Pack even more than Jezebel Ball. It's Todd Brisket.
Who's ready to rout some goo?
Keep the goo away.
Ninja Turtles for one. This is probably their favorite game.
That was ooze, Steve.
Yeah, this is. What do you think's going through these pipes? Looks like
Flues.
ooze. Looks like
Secret of the
ooze.
Flues.
Secret of the Flues. PB 217. Secret of the Flues.
You can reach us by email at parentsfacementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And when you do, be sure to give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ypbpodcast.com/discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. Also, if you want to support the show, you can find our Amazon click-through link on the YPB homepage, ypbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. You can listen to all of our previous puzzle game reviews, all zero of them, I believe.
Really?
I did not actually look at every game on our
That
list,
is strange.
but
It depends how you define it, but
because I do have a few in the queue that I wanted to get on the agenda, but we'll get to it. But there's not much to talk about in these games.
Well, let's find out. You've already cursed us, Todd. So let's
get the jinx,
keep going.
the jinx of the short episode.
We could have the meta conversation during the review of the game. So this week's game is Pipe Dream, which is also known as Pipe Mania in the UK. Released about 30 years ago, Pipe Dream is a simple puzzler in which you must lay down pipe to divert the flow of ooze. However, most people don't know that this game is a secret prequel game to Super Mario Brothers. This ooze is that ooze that the brothers were trying to divert from the Mushroom Kingdom. It's a very meta game. So I played the hell out of this one as a kid, because it was one of the few games we had on our Windows 95 machine, thanks to the Windows Entertainment Pack. Todd, did you have any experience with this one before this week?
You know what? Let me take a step back. Are Mario and Luigi, they're guiding out the ooze, the King Koopa's sewers, they're flushing.
Is that the purpose of them being plumbers? Like, is that what they do?
Yeah, I mean that's their job, like,
Well,
to
I don't think
divert.
a plumber's job is to divert ooze. I don't know if that's really their main employment opportunity.
Yeah, but plumbers lay pipe.
Oh, they lay pipe all day,
Yeah.
but is it to divert ooze? Is are you talking about fecal matter? Is that
Yeah.
ooze in your mind?
I would consider that ooze of a sort, sludge.
So, is the ooze that we're playing with in Pipe Mania a bunch of poop?
Wow.
That
Is
is
green that
poop?
what you're trying to tell me?
That is a strong ask, and I think the answer is yes.
A bunch of poop.
I mean, also realize the
What did they eat?
What is happening? A
the
lot of
ooze of
peas in this universe.
the Mushroom Kingdom. I mean, that might look different. We've never seen
Bowser's dumps. Is that why it's green? Because he's green? Is that how it works?
Well, that's not how it works with humans, but
Well, kinda. I mean, we're all some shade of brown, and our poop is brown.
Right.
So if Bowser's green, then his dumps are probably green.
Yeah,
Sure.
like the old saying goes, you are what you scat.
Yeah. What goes in must come out.
I will say about the greenness, you guys, we're going way off tangent here at the start. You guys ever seen that Hershey's chocolate syrup that's like, it's branded with Hulk or Slimer or whatever, and they color it green?
Where is this going? Hey,
hot tip for all the fans out there. You eat enough of that stuff, it'll show up. It'll show up when you are showing out.
Show up when you're showing out. Is that what you call it? Showing
out. Keep it polite for Hawk's children that listen to the show.
This will be
a family friendly show.
Here. We're already way off the rails.
This will be Baby Hawk's favorite episode.
Like much faster than I thought.
Yeah. Given the content matter so far.
Yeah, I guess that is the question. What is this flues, this ooze, this goop? Where is it coming from?
According to the wiki, it is onrushing sewer slime.
Right. So exactly what we've been talking about this entire time.
That's the only way that they describe it.
Huh. So yeah, onrushing sewer slime.
Yeah.
I guess is one of the better ways to talk about it.
The plumber is in the basement and you're on floor 10. And you're not going to wait until he's done with his work. You're just going to figure, oh, he'll get it done.
Yeah, by the time it gets down there, it's all ready to go. It's fine.
Yeah, that is the premise of this game.
Okay.
So. All
right, so going back to your question for me. No, you know, I never played Pipe Mania / Pipe Dream as a kid. I played variations on this type of game where, I mean, it's exactly what you think of whenever you hear this game described. It's a goo rushing out a spout, and you have to lay pipe to get it to an endpoint.
It's bursting forth.
You have pipe pieces. You have straight up and down, left and right. So you got curves, top to right, top to left, you know, and so forth. And you have to place these tiles representing pipes to get the goo to go where you want it to go. I never actually played this one on the PC, even though it feels like a game I would have definitely played. It was out on, I played the Windows 3.1 version this week in prep for the show, and like a game I would have loved to play as a kid. This is one I would have spent hours, instead of Minecraft, or not Minecraft, sorry folks, slip of the tongue there. Instead of Minesweeper, I would have played hours of Pipe Dreams instead of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would prefer Minesweeper.
What? No.
Like what?
The difference is it's how you're feeling. The mood you're in. Are you in a more of a calm puzzler? You want to relax, think about what you're clicking first? Or are you in a fast-paced Tetris-style game? That's what I would equate.
Here's the thing. To be good at Minesweeper, you have to be fast. Like, that's the whole point. It's like, who can do it fast?
You get to the high score, yes.
Yeah.
You have to think and click.
Yeah, so that's true. Both. And this one is just about speed. Like, sure, you have to
pipe dreams about speed. Yeah, I agree with that.
But at the same time, you don't have a choice. Like, whatever pipe is coming, that's it. So, like, the premise.
I equate it.
We've barely gone over the premise here.
Sure, go ahead.
there's one pipe. It's a grid, so it's like a 10 by 10, probably less than that. So it's like a grid, and there's one spot where the ooze starts pumping. So you get different variations of pipe to fill in the grid spots. So like Todd said, it's straight or it's bent or it loops around. So you only get what they give you. So it's like, here's the one that points down to the right. And like, that's it. So like, if that's not the one you want, you have to go put it somewhere else and maybe plan ahead to see where the path's going to go. So like, you just get the pieces that they're giving you and you have to make the ooze start flowing. And so it's not like you have to reach a certain point or make it go all around the screen. Like, the early levels are just like, just make it last, I don't know, 6 tiles or whatever. So, and then as you go on and beat levels, it's like, make it last a little longer. So you have like a minimum amount of squares it has to go through for you not to lose. And then eventually it just gets like super crazy because it has to keep going. Right.
You eventually get to the point where you have crossover pipes in the shape of cross where you have to loop it around and have it go over itself.
Or ones that like make it slow down because you have to plan ahead so much, or like ones that even make it speed up because you get more points for that. So it is a fast-paced game in that you have to make sure you have it like ready to go. You have to have the plot mapped out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was trying to say this game I equate with Tetris, which is one where you have to watch where you're putting your right. pieces currently, but you also have to look at the upcoming piece out of the corner of your eye and see where you're going to place that one next.
It's more about
like an adapted skill.
Three pieces ahead than the one that's like just in front of you. So you have to kind of account for all of them.
Yes. So
it's fun.
No, this. So as Todd kind of described, I would play this while I was watching WWE Raw a lot. Maybe even been WWF Raw still at that point. And, you know, it'd be a game I would play while watching something in the background, kind of. Like, it's a second screener kind of game.
I don't know. I feel like if you don't pay enough attention, then you're just going to lose.
I mean, it's a little bit like that, where, you got to be careful. But also, a lot of this is, once you lay pipe, if you lay that pipe correctly, you just wait for the ooze to go through. You can kind of take it at your own pace.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you lay it correctly, you get more points if you speed it up with the select button and force that ooze through.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't want to just wait around. If you got it ready to go, you slam that pipe.
Get that goo flowing.
Huh. Exactly. So, like,
we didn't mention up top of the show, why are we playing this game this week that Steve seems to have some certain affinity for that I
don't
and you don't?
I wanted to bring that up. Unfortunately, Steve just went on mute. He said he had to be right back.
But
so
the reason...
I am baffled. Like, are we out of games? Is that it? Like, I feel like we have a lot that we could play here.
There's a lot, but we barely touch on the, like, cheap and free Windows installed games from the early 90s.
Yeah.
But this is the 30th anniversary of this game coming out.
Oh, is it?
1989, the first one came out.
Okay. Yes. For the PC?
For the Amiga. For the Amiga, which is a kind of PC.
A kind of PC, okay. Well, the Pipe Dream apparently came out in 1990, the NES version.
The NES version, yeah.
So that's the one I played this week. I played the NES version.
Because
I'm a purist. I'm not playing any free flashware or whatever.
Wow. I played the NES version as well, although I mostly put my energy in the PC version back in the day.
Mm. Yes.
So
your Windows Entertainment Pack.
Yes, yes. I will say the Windows version is a lot easier to play because the mouse is easier to use.
The mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all about that mouse in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just makes moving around a lot easier. It doesn't change the mechanics at all, which... Like once you lay a pipe, it's on the grid. Like you can replace it, but it lowers your score. Plus, it takes a couple seconds. And like that aspect is kept the same.
Speaking of mouse, and we might get to it in Where Is It Now, but the version for the iPad is the modern day equivalent of using that mouse because you can just touch where you want the pipe to go. So it's a little bit more intuitive that way when you're laying pipe.
That's some good advice. You should touch where you want the pipe to go.
I mean, I'm not sure if you're hinting at something with that, but...
Just how to play Pipe Dream.
That's all. It does seem like good advice.
You gotta get it warmed up first.
Oof. So...
For Pipe Dream.
Yes, yes. So, I had a lot of fun with this one as a kid. Put some time into it this week, probably about 30, 45 minutes, just while I was doing other stuff. So.
Yeah, it's a fun little puzzler. You know, nothing knocking against the Pipe Dream or the Mania. It's a fun little puzzler.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I still have the question of why we played it. Like, why was this chosen?
Well, as you said, it's 30 years now.
Here's what I'll say. You know what? Pipe Mania and Pipe Dream are the black sheep of our recent catalog.
Oh. I'm the black sheep of the family.
Huh.
I mean, why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just a simple little puzzler as opposed to like a complex, deep, story-driven platforming game.
I mean, I welcome it. I welcome it as a concept. I don't know if it's a black... I would say Aerobiz is the black sheep over the recent catalog. But yeah, that's just me.
So the difference is, with Aerobiz, that's got some panache. It's got some style. It's got some...
What style?
Here's the thing. It's a game. It's a game that is kind of kooky, kind of weird, kind of wild, which means that probably me and Steve loved it. And Pipe Dream is just like a plain Jane. Oh, here's a... can play this. Looks like an Excel spreadsheet on Windows 3.1.
No. Aerobiz is the Excel spreadsheet of video games.
Oh, do we have a music drop for that?
I'm the Excel spreadsheet of video games.
Oh, that's good. That's some perfect. Good pages there, Huel. But no, I just figured, you know, I knew this was a fun little game, and I was like, you know what, I pitched it after Aerobiz because I knew how.
Because you wanted to torture us.
Well, I knew how upset certain people had been about Aerobiz, and I was like, you know what, let's
enough
just
of
get
this
in.
Mario and Sonic crap.
Let's just get a nice, easygoing game on the schedule. A little puzzler. And, you know, it's a fun little game. I'm glad I've played it.
I'm not familiar.
This is one of those games where I think he'll be glad to say, hey, we did it. Now we don't have to do it again.
Yeah,
we did
it's fine.
It. Like, it's off the list.
I don't hate it. It's not. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just confused of why we did it at all. That's all.
Well, you know, some people are like, oh, you should do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. And instead I'm like, no, it's Pipe Dream. You need to study pipes first before
we're only another
talk about turtles.
50 episodes away from doing a Spider Solitaire for Windows.
Ooh, I would love that as an episode. Maybe Hearts? Could we do Hearts?
Oh, I've never played Hearts. So
you're insane.
Also, did we ever do? Oh, we did do TMNT1. Oh, thank Christ,
we did. Sure. Yeah,
yeah, but two needs to get our crosshair soon.
We just said that.
Yeah. All right. Well, just to touch on where this one is now. Given its simple concept, Pipe Dream was ported to pretty much every 1990s computer system or console. There have been some modern re-releases, and nowadays, some game series have used it as a hacking minigame, including Bioshock, Warframe, and Saints Row 4. Also fun is the list of clone games from Wikipedia. There's Wallpipe, Oil Cap Pro, Mac Pipes, Pipe Master, Pipe Works, Dragon Snot, Pipe Night Dreams, Fun 2 Link, and Canal Control.
Dragon.
Ooh. Dragon Snot.
Dragon Snot.
What about Toot Shooter? And
Toot Shooter?
Toot Shooter.
And Tooby Goey.
Tooby Goey?
Yeah, you make those tubes go.
Oh, okay.
My favorite is a goop shooter.
Oh, that's the Paltrow tie-in, right?
Paltrow? Gwyneth?
Yeah.
She's a goopsman?
She sure is.
All right.
Yeah.
What about that classic on the ZX Spectrum? The Gooslinger.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a slime pusher.
Oh, sorry. That one's a palette swap.
My bad.
Oh, now I get that reference.
Oh, my God.
Or, sorry, Steve just... He was talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's healthcare, natural health company
a thing
called Goop.
Huh.
Where they sell herbals and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, things to swindle poor people?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
You guys aren't as woke as I am. Because I care what Mrs. Iron Man sells. So, good for her.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing pretty good.
Well, that's where it is now. So
it sure is.
Maybe we can touch on Todd. Was there anyone who most bested this?
Well, you know, I think Steve likes this game pretty good. I think it's an all right puzzler. He thinks it's an okay puzzler.
Yeah, it's a
puzzle. But I did find one reason why Pipe Dreams / Mania is the most best game of all time. And it's just one out of all of these ports and games that have come out. I could only find one. And it's for Pipe Dreams 3D on PlayStation 1.
Whoa. Okay. What year did it come out?
It's PlayStation 1, so it's got to be late 90s.
Could be 98, 99, I hope so. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to live with it for today.
Yes,
This is by Garage Seller Guy. And it's titled Great Mindless Action. And he wrote this in July of 2007. And Garage Seller Guy wrote, "This is a great game to pass time. Plays great on PS2. What?
What?
Plays great on PS2.
You get passwords.
Oh, hey, there we go. You get passwords for each completed level. I don't have a PS1 card yet, so passwords are great. Buy it cheap. You'll eventually get tired of it. 5 stars.
Huh. Okay. What a ringing endorsement. You'll eventually get tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't disagree. But it's just an odd thing to write in a 5-star review. Okay.
I mean, that's the high quality that that we get for most of our 5-star reviews. What can I say?
Yeah.
I only wish there was a Cheryl review in there.
Oh, if only.
Yeah. Well, I have a 1-star Yelp review, and it is a good one for Pipe Dreams, which is a tobacco shop in Fern Park, Florida. This one's from Scott. He writes, "Do you consider yourself trash? After a long night of mainlining and turning tricks, are you in need of a fun daytime activity? Do you enjoy shopping in a filthy environment ignored by people who haven't bathed in days? Then this is the store for you. Might want to follow your visit there with a tetanus shot and some penicillin. 1-star.
What is this place?
It is Pipe Dreams.
Is it a food place or a clothing store?
No. It is a tobacco shop.
Oh, yes. Oh, some of that yes. Cancer juice.
Yes,
that cancer weed.
Yes, and by the way, this is one of our one-starriest places ever. Because there's
one starriest.
There's like 8 of them. Then
8 1 stars?
Yes.
That's 8 stars.
Well, their average is pretty low. The review after this says, "Wow, so the staff just stands and watches you, and just because I call the product a bong, which is exactly what it is, I was asked to leave the store. I hope this place goes out of business. These people suck."
Whoa.
So yeah, it's it is an intense place. So, you know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so I did want to bring up the cover art to this. I don't know what port was, this cover art, but it's on the official Wikipedia page. And it's a cartoon drawing of a man wrenching on pipes that are splooging all over the place.
Spraying
this green out of... He needs to get some better... He needs to screw those bolts down tighter because it is like leaking out everywhere.
At least some sort of assistant or helper or apprentice.
But the best and weirdest part is in the background. There's like some fully like hyper realistic face of some guy screaming.
It's like a Pink Floyd album cover. But like he is furious or just distraught beyond words. This man in the background.
It might be the man on the toilet.
I think he has to take a dump so bad, and he's like waiting for this wrencher to finish up. He's like, I gotta go now. And he's just like, he's freaking out. How long is this gonna take?
I'll have to use this picture.
Use this picture.
For the entry.
Please post this picture. When we make our episode postings.
Yes, yes.
And by we, I mean Steve Gernwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So
he's doing his best.
Huel, was there a manual for this one?
Yes, I found the manual for Pipe Dream. For the NES, the instruction manual. It is a NES manual about a puzzle game, so pretty low bar to clear. Mm-hmm. It's mostly words, so not great. There's a few drawings of like the different pipe pieces, because they go over that kind of stuff, like what they do, how to use them, things like that. Mm-hmm. Where am I at here? There's a surprising amount of sass in this manual. I think they're just trying to spice it up. They're like, look, we know what this is. We know we have to write 17 pages of content. So, yeah, I should have done a guessing game. But we know we have to fill some pages here. So let's add a little sass, a dash of sass. So they go over how to play, what you're doing, the different pipe pieces. Like how to score points, because I guess like scoring points is the big goal here, much like many early NES games. So it's like combos of the different like loop arounds and the different specialty pipes and things like that. There's not much here, but honestly, they kind of did their best. Like I was kind of surprised that it wasn't like complete garbage manual. Like there's some good playing tips and things like that. So I'm going to give them some credit. I'm going to give him right down the middle at 2.5 out of 5 Mario 2s. Like, I had very low expectations for this manual. But
decent.
They did it. They did the best they could.
Did the sass help or hinder?
Yeah. Oh, sass always helps. I feel like you should know that by now.
Well, there's some manuals that have come across that are a little bit too sassy or the sass was off.
I don't know. Do you know which ones you mean?
No.
Okay. I welcome sass in a manual at almost all turns. So it's very, very rare that it would hinder. I don't know, maybe like the tone of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I can't think of a scenario.
I feel like there was one manual that you thought was a little too sassy.
I deemed too sassy.
Yeah, but
it feels like it was one of those Genesis games. What was that Genesis game where is it like the Generals, whatever that game was called?
Oh, that was like such a long one because like a third of the manual was like the background story of you talking about General Chaos?
General Chaos, yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't sass as much as like what is going on here. It was just like way, way too many background comic books and things. It's like
Yeah.
It wasn't really a SAS situation.
Episode 132 from, when was that? Like 2016?
Yeah, General Chaos, good episode.
Yeah.
They hired
5 writers when all they needed was 1 for the manual.
Yeah.
So,
like, thinking back, I think I gave it a pretty high Mario 2 score, but I don't remember.
Oh.
Who knows?
Well, I have a regular rating system, and it's called the Herzog rating system.
Herzog.
Acht. It's Herzog Acht this week.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Herzog 8.
Oh.
That is wow. A lot of Herzogs.
That's four times a Herzog 2.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's how it works.
There's a lot of Herzogs.
But I feel like if I did most puzzle games, they would get higher scores on average than many of the other games we play. Just because you can pick this one up and play it. It's a game you can play. And they just tend to hold their value better. Like, you know, it's mindless fun. Now, I don't know if I could give a puzzle game a 10. Like, even Tetris, I'm not sure if I give it a 10.
But you need that right puzzler.
I have to disagree with you on that one.
That platinum puzzler.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, whether
off the top of my head, I have a few in mind that would be up there.
Yeah, but I feel like even a bad puzzle game is still pretty good, man. It's like pizza. So,
there's some pretty bad pizza.
Well, all right. I guess there's. I
know that's a trope. I know that's a saying, mm-hmm. but I disagree with it.
Okay. Well, there's not many puzzle games I just did not like growing up. Like, I vaguely recall I didn't really like Yoshi's Cookie that much, but that's the only one that comes to mind.
Yeah, Yoshi's one that comes to mind for me is the one that the Genesis folks love. They love to love and talk about it. Columns, I could never get into that one. I did not like its mechanics or its feel at all.
Oh, see, my memory of Columns is the Genesis version has like a weird glitch in it, where the patterns just kind of repeat. So I was able to get a max score on that game. So, like, I got all 9s just because the
wow
pattern is similar. It was weird. So
you're super cool.
Yep. Again, click through link, ypvpodcast.com. So, Todd, not sure, were you able to rate this game this week?
Sure. Yeah, I have I'll give it a rating on the DuckTale scale. The DuckTale scale has two primary factors. A primary factor number one is nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I have for this game? Primary factor number two, replayability. Would I replay this game in the era of the orange monster in the White House? Would I replay
orange,
this
the orange
game?
Buffoon?
Yeah, would I replay this game now when I have all these other puzzlers on my iPhone to take up my time? Nostalgia. No nostalgia for this game. You know, I've played the concept in mini games in other larger, deeper story-driven games. I never played Pipe Dreams or Mania specifically. No, not much nostalgia. Replayability. I don't feel like any of these ports I'm seeing are replayable, and I don't feel like picking up the iPad port of it, which is the modern replayable version. You know, it's just a little puzzler time waster. I'd rather crush some candies, if I'm honest with you, fellas.
Ooh,
crush some candies.
Gonna be honest with you.
So, calculating in those two primary factors, I will give Pipe Mania / Dream a 0.11 DuckTales.
So
it happened.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
It happened.
Can confirm. Huel has another notch.
I felt
in
it, guys. Guys, I felt it. I knew it was real. I knew it was coming. 0.11.
We'll see, and that makes doing a show on it worth it. So.
It all came together. Do you want to know the last one I got right on the money?
What's that?
Captain America and the Avengers.
Mm.
0.11. Oh, nice. I might just guess that every week now.
Wow. Oof.
That's number four?
I think it's
number five. Number five. Ooh. Nice. Out of like 70 something. It happened.
Wow. That's magical.
It is. It all makes sense now. Steve, I take back everything I said.
I'm glad. Well, we should move on, though. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add about this one?
Nope.
All right, then. Huel, how about you?
Look, I didn't hate it. I'm just confused. So, it's fine.
I mean, that's high praise. It's not fine. It's not Baby's Kids.
No. It's way better.
Yeah. It's squarely in the average to above average for games we play.
Sure.
Well, all right. Now, Todd, I understand you wanted to do something before the email portion this week.
Sure, I'll do it right now. So the hot new trend. Now, I don't have... Well, I do kind of have a name for this bit, but...
Hmm.
I want to play it out there first before I say anything. Okay, the hot new trend coming up with, hey, what is your Mount Rushmore of something?
Oh.
And I thought we'd kick our own trend, our own theme off, filling out our own the basement's Mount Nintendo's NES more.
Oh.
Mount Nesmore.
Mount Nesmore. It's right there.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to go with the full name. The Mount Nintendo's, the Nintendo Entertainment Systems more.
Nintendo's Entertainments.
Yep. So, this is the official... So,
Nintendo's, sorry, Nintendo's System of Entertainment more.
More. Okay. So, this will be the official basement...
Oh boy,
Mountain More. We have to come to an agreement on what goes on top.
Jesus!
Okay. What cartridges are being chiseled into the rock right now?
Huh. Okay.
This is the official ranking for the Nintendo's the NES. So I thought how we'd do this is we'd go through our number ones, and those would automatically be placed up until we have some kind of conflict.
Wow!
I'm sure there's going to be some crossover.
We rotate through.
Rotate through our ones. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can. Argue or debate or just give up. Which is what I'm going to do, probably. All right.
So just giving up is an option.
It is an option. It is an option.
All right, great. All right, the reins are to you, Todd.
All right, so I'll kick off with my number one, which is a little gem I like to call. This is what I would put on my President Lincoln head spot number one, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Wait, is it consensus that Lincoln is number one? Is that like
I don't order? Know. I would put him as my number one.
The order they go in.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Who's Washington? He's just a guy, you know. Who's Teddy Roosevelt? Dude. He's just a dude, some dude. Who's okay. The third guy? You know, whoever that dude is.
Jefferson. Lincoln.
Yeah, Johnny Jefferson. Who's that dude? And then Abraham Lincoln. Super Mario Brothers 3, I'm slotting in my number one there. So going around the horn here, who's next?
So if that's...
Well, you're in charge.
Yeah.
No, who's next? Huel or Steve, who wants to put up their number
one? I don't know. You tell us who's
next. Well, that one's not my number one, but it is on my list.
Well, it's my number one, so...
Okay, so there we go. We got a lock. It's on all three of our lists, so it is locked in.
Mount Nintendo's System of Entertainment more... SMB3 locked in.
Locked in. All right.
So let's go to Steve's number one.
Yep.
So mine is just the game I played the most the game I love the most.
And Lord of the Rings.
No, that's my Snesmore.
Whoops. Oh, no. Did we lose Steve?
I think we lost him.
At the most important moment, Steve?
Oh, Dragon Warrior 4.
What?
Dragon Warrior 4 on the NES. Number one? Okay.
The hell is going on?
That is the game I played a ton as a kid.
I've always heard that 4 is like the most deepest and storiest drivenest game out of the series.
It is. I played through it like 3 times as a
youth. Isn't that not the one where you grow up, you have a family, and you start playing as your child?
No, that is number 5. But
you don't warrior dragons?
You do, in fact, warrior dragons. But no, the fourth game has it is a 5-chapter game. Oddly, even though it's the fourth installment, and it has it introduces you to characters through the first 4 characters through the first 4 chapters.
Oh boy!
And then in the 5th chapter, you all team up to tackle the big baddie at the end of the game. And also there's some neat stuff in the game. In the 3rd chapter, you get to run your own shop, which is that was always really neat to me. Like I had,
so Todd, what's your number 2?
One quick question, Steve. This one had an official translation.
Steve, is it not? Am I wrong that your dream video game scenario is to run your own shop?
Not quite.
You brought this up before.
Well, no, because there is a PC game where you can do that, and I played it, and I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
But a
good version of that.
Yes. I might give it another try. I think it's called, like, Toddy.
Some kind of Japanese, like racing a Talia's item shop or something like that, where the managing your shop is the main portion of the game and going into a dungeon is the mini game.
Yes.
Okay.
We should move on to number 2. My number 2, by the way.
Wait, hang on. We got to go around the horn here.
The horn.
Huel, what is your...
Respect the horn, Steve.
What is your number 1?
Wouldn't it... I told you it was Super Mario Brothers 2.
Super Mario... What is your number 2?
Shouldn't it be your number 2?
Since the way we're going is I bring it up, any crossover?
All right.
That's fine. Now we go to the next original title, which is Huel's number 2.
My number 2 is Mega Man 2.
Old Meggy. Mega did not make my list.
Well.
did not make my list either, although it is a good one.
Wow. I mean, I consider it the best Mega Man game.
It is the most classicist. I feel like I like some of the Mega Man X's more.
Don't care.
But 2 is definitely... we're talking Nintendo NES is the NES. 2 is definitely the
system,
best.
System of Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I like 3 the best.
Well,
because you can slide in it. So.
All right. Good choice. Solid game. I would say it's a good game. So now we're sitting.
Does that mean it's locked in as number 3?
No, it's not locked in yet. It's not locked in yet because it didn't hit crossover on all
of
us.
So is our mountain right? Dragon Man 4 not locked in?
It's not locked in.
Okay.
So what we're looking at right now is it is on the mountain. It is currently being scoped out and planned. What they have is that they're finalizing the plans to start chiseling on Mario 3.
Got it.
But they're writing up the plans to get Dragon Warrior 4 and Mega Man 2 on there. They haven't made their final decisions yet.
Okay. So what's next?
The next, my number 2, is a little jam. I feel like it'd be on you fellas' list. It's a little game called Link the Elf in The Legend of Zelda.
Yes. Okay. That is on my list.
Wait, do we say now if it's on our list?
Yeah, say if it's on your list, yes.
Okay, because it's not.
Oh, okay. So it's on 2 of ours, which that bumps it up
that
ahead
it,
in the queue. Means,
so it's now... In number 2 slot.
It's in the number 2 slot.
The George Washington position, I believe.
Sure. We'll go with Washington, yeah.
I should look at the order. I should, like, look this up.
Well, is it my turn for number 2?
Yes, you're number two.
Well, we actually already said it. It's Super Mario 3. So
okay. So that's like super, that's like guaranteed, yeah, so, now, right?
So go to your next original title.
But like, does that mean Super Mario 3 is in the mountain? Like,
it is now. It's got to be there. I mean, statistically, it's got to be
on our list. Yeah, it has to.
It's on our list. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got a 1-1 and a 2. So
yeah,
it's on there.
Okay.
So all right, Steve, your next original title.
Got it.
So this is actually my last one because we already revealed that Zelda's on my.
Oh, so Zelda 3?
No, Zelda is actually 4 for me.
Was that Todd's 2?
That was my 2.
Okay. Yes.
Got it.
My 3 is a little game called Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a game a lot of people love.
Yes. And I did put one honorable mention, which I will share if either of you guys have it on there. But I'll keep it.
Yeah, we should save hold it. That. Yeah.
I'll keep it secret for now.
So I did not have Tecmo Super Bowls. As we are all aware,
no, me
and
neither.
I've mentioned in the past, you know, I like the sportings in real life. I like tossing the hoops. I like batting the balls myself. I don't like watching them or playing them too much.
I don't even
playing as in playing
it,
video games.
I wouldn't even say it's the best sports game of the NES.
Whoa. Wow.
Mm. That's just me.
What's your number one sports game? Nintendo World Cup Soccer?
Is that the topic?
Oh.
It's not on my list, but I'll tell you, it's Punch-Out.
Oh, yeah, that is technically a sports game, yes.
Mm.
Good call, yeah.
Where are we at, Todd? What's happening?
So we're going next. So now we got Mario 3 is locked in. Zelda's, they're finalizing those plans right now. Then we have Dragon Warrior 4. Yes, traced out. Dragon Warrior 4, Mega Man 2, and Tecmo Super Bowl all in the queue. Not officially officialized yet.
One choice each.
Yep.
Okay.
And so now we're going to your next original game, Huel.
My next original is number 3, Contra.
Oh.
Ooh.
Contra. That is another one. I feel like a lot of listeners would have this on their list. I don't have
Sounds disparaging.
I don't have it because I'm not a Contraman myself. It's a little too dumb. Unforgiving. It's a little too unforgiving for my tastes.
All right.
So does that Steve, mean it's not on your list, right? Yeah.
No.
We know Steve's list.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so then I guess we're going to my next original title, which is a joint called Super Mario Brothers 2, a.k.a. Doki Doki Panic.
Huh. That's interesting. Because I purposely did not put two games from the same franchise.
It's a nice perspective to have, but I feel like they're such, like, Mario 3 is just a solid game, front to back, inside and out, solid game. Doki,
due to being number one,
it's number one. Yeah, Doki has a original aspects to it that came along. It's different from every other Mario of the era. And it iconicized some things about Mario and the team.
It's certainly iconicized them.
Oh, mm-hmm. It iconicized the hell out of them.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, it's not on mine, and we know it's not on Steve's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what do we do now?
Okay, so now we're going, do you have any more original titles in your list?
I have a number 4.
Yep.
Duck Hunt.
Boom! A classic, a classic game.
I tried to represent the full spectrum of what the system of entertainment had to offer.
Mm.
So I chose Duck Hunt as number 4.
Wow.
It's a good choice. It feels like he'd
it
be up there.
Punch out. It could have been Punch-Out. It was very close.
He's the Tommy Jefferson of the bunch. He's just there because he's there.
He's there. He did some stuff. It was early on. Yeah, like Thomas Jefferson, he was there from the start. You know, a lot of people know it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had illegitimate children with their slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Duck Hunt did things like that.
Sure. Yep. All right, so my final original title, DuckTales, cannot escape it.
Yeah. All right. Surprise, this number four.
All right. So let's go. So going through the list, I just did it four because I was ranking them in more of the what I like, and then I rearranged them in the order of the iconic, how iconic and universal they are.
But could two of our titles that both have duck in it, could we consider that one title?
Duck Hunt Tales?
Yeah. That's maybe number three.
No. So here's what we'll do.
There's no other crossover.
There's no way. No other crossover. Here's what we'll do. Super Mario Bros. 3, Legend of Zelda, locked in. Sure. Locked in, good to go. Now we have a slot number 3 and 4 for Teddy Roosevelt and George Washington, or Tommy Jeffs. And we have Dragon Warrior 4, Mega Man 2, Tecmo Bowl, Contra, Mario Brothers 2, Duck Hunt, and DuckTales. So I feel like we should just go one-on-one, just do a quick kick them out, vote them, kick them out. Like, for instance, Dragon Warrior 4 versus Mega Man 2. Let's take a vote.
Someone is not happy about Dragon Warrior 4.
I know. For the people, for the people at home, we can hear little Toddito yelling.
Yeah, they're grumpy. They have their Fortnite taken away.
The people at home could also hear that. So what do? We, since there's three of us, we can vote on two things.
Yes, three of us, we can break ties easily.
All right, go ahead.
So Dragon Warrior 4 versus Mega Man 2. I'm going to go with, just because I've played it more and I feel like it's a more universally loved game, going with Mega Man 2.
Yeah, I also choose that since it was my number two anyway.
All right, it wins.
So
there we go.
Don't hear from Steve.
We have Tecmo Bowl and Contra.
Okay, I choose Contra.
And from those, I would go with Contra just because, like I said, not a sportsman, but I feel like Contra is also a more universally loved game compared to Tecmo Bowl.
So yeah, I feel like Contra probably has more universal appeal, since, you know, if you don't like football, you probably are not going to get into Tecmo Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Super Mario Brothers 2 and Duck Hunt.
I choose Duck Hunt.
I choose Mario Brothers 2. And Steve, what do you say?
I am going to go with Mario 2.
All righty. And then we have DuckTales all by itself. And let's put that up against my own Super Mario Brothers 2. Super Mario Brothers 2 and DuckTales. I would go. You say again?
DuckTales.
Yeah. DuckTales. Oh,
I'd go DuckTales as well.
Okay, all right. There, it's a winner there. Mm-hmm. All right, and then we have Mega Man 2, we have Mega Man 2 and Contra and DuckTales in the finals. So we just need to eliminate one of them to get into.
Say it again. Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2, Contra, and DuckTales. So let's say vote for one to be kicked out of this group.
Oh, boy.
I think it's easy for you, Huel, right? Isn't there only one game?
Yeah, but I feel like they'll be mad at me if I vote to kick out DuckTales.
So I'll put my vote in. I'm kicking out Contra.
I'm kicking out DuckTales.
All right.
I'm kicking out Mega Man 2.
No!
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that.
But that's what my heart says.
That makes no sense.
Listen, my
what are our three? What are our three?
my argument.
I know it's Zelda, Mario 3, and
so we're coming up with two more here. So let's do it this way.
What I thought we had I thought we had a third one.
No, we have Mario Brothers 3, Zelda, and then we're coming up with the final two.
We got to kick
Nesmore.
One out. Okay, we got to
kick one out.
Here's my argument against Mega Man 2 is that there's 5-6 games in that series, and I don't know, they're all good. Like, I don't think any one of them deserves to be elevated above
but
the others.
Wouldn't one of them belong?
It's
such a classic series.
It's Mega Man 2, Contra, and DuckTales.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'll.
You know what? Here, I'll say this. Just because of their similarness, Mega Man 2 and DuckTales are both Capcom joints, both similar platformers. Let's make a choice between those two.
DuckTales and kick out.
Yeah.
To kick out. Oh, okay.
To kick out. Who are you kicking out? Mega Man 2 or DuckTales? There's some very similar games.
Well, I think
Capcom's.
You're both kicking out Mega Man 2, so I don't even have to vote. Because Steve already wanted to kick it out, and you're not kicking out DuckTales, so it's already been decided.
Well, yeah. Sounds like it has been.
There we go. Mega Man 2, out of here. So we have our final.
I feel attacked.
Hey, listeners, if you disagree with our Rushmore.
Let's write it down.
Our Nesmore. I wrote it down. So
run it down. Speak it now. Jeffy through Roosevelt. What do we got?
So we got in Abe Lincoln position. I don't know if they officially have numbers on the mountain. Like,
well, left to right. Left to right. It's
left to right. We got George.
Washington number one. So who?
Washington. In the Washington spot, we got DuckTales.
All right, Jefferson number two. Wait, that's not number one. Mario Brothers 3 is number one.
I don't know. We're going backward. Here, I'll go from
our
number
one. Right. We read left to right. This is America.
I'll go our number one and match it up with our left to right presidents.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, Washington, Super Mario Brothers, the third.
Yes.
Number two, who is either Jefferson or
Jefferson.
Teddy?
It's Jefferson.
Jefferson.
I'm looking
at it. And that is Legend of the Zelda.
Yes.
Number three, which is
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy is Contra.
All right.
And number four, good old Abe, Honest Abe, DuckTales.
Mm. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not a bad an array there.
Boy, that took forever.
Listen.
But what a segment.
20 minutes.
This is an official ranking. This is hitting the New York Times tomorrow morning on their front page, saying this has been locked in.
I think the New York Times, Fox News is going to do a piece on it because we blasphemed Mount Rushmore with this talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I had some music queued up and I didn't even play it.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Mount Nesmore. We did it.
What a great day for America.
God, finally. And almost, we're very close to America's birthday. I feel like this is very...
Yeah, it's not even 4th of July show.
So close.
Coming soon. Oof. Well, let's move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you get any mails?
Oof. I did, but I'll hold it off. I save all my speaking voice for that bit.
Mm.
All right, then. Huel, did you get any mails?
I did, but I don't know if I should read it. We've gone so long already. Steve, do you have one?
I do not, so...
Okay, then I'll read mine. Okay, so I got an email. It says, Dear YPB, I've heard many of your episodes and enjoyed most of them, but what I keep being disturbed by is that you do not complete many of the games that you play. Is there something wrong with them? Do they not bring you joy? This should be a great experience for you, playing all these games. The games are here to make you happy. You should want to complete them and fulfill their purpose. It makes me wonder, what is the last game you beat? And that is from Shigeru Miyamoto.
Ooh, Shigimiyamats.
Shigimiya.
Shigimiya. Ooh. You know, let me tell... Hey, Shig, let me tell you this right off the bat.
Ooh.
It's not the destination. It's the journey.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, I think he appreciates that we play all these games, but it's kind of disappointing us.
Yeah. Well, my game, the only one that comes to recent memory is over the past few months, I went through Fallout New Vegas playing as Caesar's Legion.
Nice.
And I beat it as a member of Caesar's Legion.
Mm.
Very good.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of the baddies, kind of.
They are the bad boys.
Yeah. Let's see. I beat a little game called Aerobiz for the show.
Oh.
But that barely, like, that doesn't count. And I did, so I keep trying to beat a little game called Sid Meier's Beyond Earth. And it is refusing to let me because it keeps crashing. So,
oh, wow.
It said I am I just went back to Civ 5 instead. So I'm like 2/3 of the way through a game of that. So those are the, those are both like strategy games that are kind of simple to beat. I can't remember the last.
Yeah, they do have endings though.
Yeah.
There's a certain goal you can accomplish.
Year, certain goal to accomplish. Yep.
Yep.
So I'm glad Mr. Miyamoto sent me this because I just completed a game called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh.
And I loved it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did hear that's a game that people like.
I feel like this is a game that's going to come up at the end of December.
Ooh. Oh.
A certain awards show.
Very nice.
Because I don't see it getting knocked out of the top three. We're halfway through the year, almost. And it's pretty locked in right now. Unless something comes along and blows me out of the water, it's going to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, big fan. Open world. Smartian robots going around doing stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of fun. I do not have a PS of the fourth variety, so I cannot play it.
Sony's PlayStation number 4.
Right. But it does look like a fantastic game and one that I would love.
It is a thing that is true.
Mm-hmm. Very good open worlder.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not get any emails this week. So, Todd, did we get an ask this week?
Oof. We're going long, boys. Let's wrap this puppy up.
Good call. Okay.
All right, then.
No one gets help.
Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off?
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize to all the listeners. Because I know this game and this episode were deeply phallic and filled with goo and toxic masculinity.
So much goo.
A lot of goo talk. So, Huel, anything else from you?
I'm glad Todd said that disclaimer because I have some advice from the manual. Try to have lots of pipe laid on the other side to handle the coming surge.
Oh.
Mm.
That's phrasing. Whew. All right, then. So on that note, here's a snifferoo from next week's game.